All right, Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. It's been a whirlwind since last Thursday for Coach Lucas Smith and the Rock Ridge Wrestling Program, capped off by a welcome home pep assembly on Monday. So just a little bit about the gamut of emotions for you here the past couple of days.
It's been crazy. I mean, you just feel so happy for those guys for achieving what they did today or this past weekend. It's been all over the place, man. It's great.
Well, so take us through that night from the Grand March to watching a 138-pounder wrestle, going through that emotions, Dallas winning his match, celebrating with him, and then turning around and got to get ready for a 145 match. Now, I know you do that a lot during the dual season. I get that. Yeah. But, I mean, when it's under the spotlight and the atmosphere and with so much on the line, how did you deal with that?
It still hasn't sunk in yet. I mean, because the Grand March, that was a goal of mine whenever I was a high school kid to be in that Grand March, and I didn't get it. So being in it with those guys, that was something special, and that was really cool. And then like you said, having Dallas wrestle and then Nolan following right after you just had to keep your emotions in check and be ready for the next match. And you know, you wanted to celebrate with Dallas as much as you could, but you knew you had Nolan right after that, and you had to be level-headed with him or for him, and make sure that he was as prepared as he could be. So it was something.
All right. So can you put in perspective two classmates and two kids on the same team that have undefeated years, and they win state titles? You've been around high school wrestling a long time. You know, having one kid do that, but you had two. So, I mean, what? Just can you talk about how amazingly special that is?
All you really can say is lucky. I mean, everybody's lucky. Nolan's lucky that Dallas is here. Dallas is lucky that Nolan's here to push each other. Coach Finch and I are lucky that, you know, their parents put so much time into this, and we're lucky that we got to coach them. I mean, that's all there is to it. I mean, we're lucky that we got to coach them. That's all you can say about that.
So most wrestling fans, and most general fans, they get to see the finished product, which is coming to these matches. But do they understand what the unfinished product is when you're in the wrestling room? You probably get to see that firsthand.
Yeah.
And it's easy for you to say, well, this is why these kids are where they're at. So the unfinished product behind the scenes, can you elaborate a little bit about what they went through in that wrestling room, going mano a mano against one another for 4 years or 6 years or whenever they started, how many years ago it was?
It's a battle. I mean, it has to be if you want to be where these guys are. And like I said during the pep rally, you have to put a ton of hours in to get where these guys are. It doesn't just happen. Seeing our young guys, seeing some of our junior high guys that, you know, have the hopes of being where Nolan and Dallas are, all I have to say for them or to them is that you guys have to put time in. And this goes for every kid in every sport. You have to put time in to get to where you want to be. And if you don't, then you're going to fall short, and you're going to wish that you had put time in and done everything that you could to be in this position.
All right. So for you, I just like the relief after the 145-pound match. So you have this anticipation all from the semifinals on Friday night, waiting till the match, doing all this. Dallas wins his match 138, then you got 145. Can he do it? It's a 3-2 match. Can he hang on and do this thing? So, like, when it was over, I'm just curious, like, what was the relief for you from that, the whole weekend, the whole experience, to say, can we really get two kids back-to-back doing this thing?
It's an emotional thing. You put so much time into these kids. Their parents put so much time into these kids. It's an emotional thing to have kids achieve goals that they wanted to achieve. So, after it was done, I didn't know what to do. I mean, I had nothing to say. I was just soaking it in and enjoying the moment, I guess. I mean, that's all you can really say.
And that's how you need to do it. Yeah. You need to soak in the moment. All right, congratulations. A great, great weekend to be a Rocket, that's for sure.
Thank you.
All right, Lucas Smith, the head wrestling coach at Rock Ridge, joining us on WRMJ.